Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show. Yeah, man in the post by myself today. Amber's back at work, and I'm sure she's enjoying it. Oh, yeah. All the people are at Quick X. Everybody's happy to have everything back to normal this morning. What do we got here? It's a beautiful morning, a little crisp. Gee, it's only 14 degrees out there, and sunny as heck, not a cloud in the sky. And what else? Today, they're calling for a high of 29 with a UV index of 7 or high. That's it. No clouds, nothing. And winds are pretty much non-existent out there, although Environment Canada are reporting east-northeast at 8 kilometers an hour. The problem is this thing was updated just over a half an hour ago. Seems to be the top of the hour is when they always update everything. Humidity is sitting at a comfortable 61%, barometric pressure 101.6 kilopascals and rising. Wednesday, we're going down to 12 overnight tonight, clear conditions, and then tomorrow, sunny and a high of 30. Thursday, sunny and a high of 30 as well. And then the next couple of days after that, they are predicting a little bit of unsettled weather, you know, with a 30% chance of showers, that sort of thing. But temperatures are still very nice in the high 20s. All right, I thought what we'd do today is start off with something a little bit different. A live cut here by Mr. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll Animal album. This one came out in 1974. We're going to listen to the final track on the album. It's just called Rock and Roll right here on South Kootenai Radio. Ashtrays that everybody had on their desk finally disappeared. And it probably took about 3 years for the smoke to clear. And now we're going way back to 1620. Southwest of the Paw, Manitoba. And that's when Hudson's Bay Company employee Henry Kelsey sees buffalo on the prairies, the first white man to describe them. And a couple of birthdays here today. Mario Bernardi, conductor, born on this day in 1930 in Kirkland Lake, Ontario. Bernardi started conducting with the Canadian Opera Company in 1957 and was the founding conductor of the National Arts Orchestra in 1968 to 1982, after which he worked CBC Vancouver Orchestra and the Calgary Philharmonic. And Gary Lalonde, rock and roll bass player of Honeymoon Suite, born on this day in 1955. Cats all hung up on the curtain. And here's another story out of the Paw, Manitoba. This happened in 1997, and that's when Hudson's Bay Railway, owned by Omnitrax of Denver, Colorado, takes over operation of former CN lines to Flin Flon, Lynn Lake, and Churchill. Yeah. What else do we have here? 1983, the Vancouver group Loverboy has a Billboard number 11 pop hit with Hot Girls in Love. That's what we're going to start the next segment off right here on South Kootenai Radio.
She likes the pleasure. patrolling the streets of Creston Valley. I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, because I'm Batman.
At work, listening to South Kootenai Radio. There's lots of dancing in your chair.
Thank you.
Alan Parsons there from the iRobot album of 1977 with I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You, and before that David Lindley with Mercury Blues from 1981. All right, we've got time for one more song here before the news updates. Ringo Starr, Photograph. Star there with a photograph from his Ringo album of 1973, and that's a song co-written by George Harrison, by the way. All right, it is the top of the hour, and we've got a 4-minute, 30-second news update standing by for you, and then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great tunes.
It is August 20th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. A Toronto police constable charged with second-degree murder is making his first court appearance this hour. James Forcella was charged in the death of Sammy Yateem, an 18-year-old, shot and killed by police last month while wielding a knife on a Toronto streetcar. But as the CBC's Linda Redicop reports, some are saying that more charges should be laid.
Drop the knife!
Constable James Forcilla was one of 23 officers on the scene that night, but he was the only one who fired shots, and the Special Investigations Unit is not looking into the actions of any other officers. In a statement late yesterday afternoon, Sammy Yateem's family says it wants the SIU to expand its investigation to include more officers. The family notes that none of them can be seen stepping forward to stop the gunshots or offer mediation.
That's it!
Despite the protests and public outcry, legal expert and lawyer Sandra Ziskind doesn't believe a jury in this case would bring in a murder conviction.
Putting him into jail for a minimum of 10 years, I think they might back down from that, especially in a year's time when the hype settles down.
However, a charge can also be lowered to manslaughter, for example, or criminal negligence. Lorenda Redicop, CBC News, Toronto.
Egyptian security officials say police have captured the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. Mohamed Badi and his deputy are in custody and are already scheduled to go to trial later this month, accused of being involved in the June killing of 8 protesters outside the Brotherhood's Cairo headquarters. The former military ruler of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, has been charged in connection with the murder of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Charles Haviland reports.
Pervez Musharraf was present in court in the city of Rawalpindi to be indicted in relation to the killing of Benazir Bhutto after an election rally in 2007. He made no statement, but his lawyers say he has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him, namely abetment and conspiracy to murder. They say the evidence is fabricated. The charismatic Bhutto, who served twice as Prime Minister and was part of a political dynasty, was killed in an attack that combined gunfire and a suicide bombing, just weeks after returning from years of exile. Musharraf, who seized political power as army chief and ruled Pakistan for 9 years, himself returned from exile in March, hoping to revive his political fortunes. He also faces another murder charge, and the new government, led by Nawaz Sharif, the man he originally deposed in a military coup, intends to pursue a case of treason against him. Charles Haviland, CBC News, Islamabad.
A sentencing hearing begins today for an American soldier who killed 16 men, women, and children in 2 Afghan villages in the spring of 2012. Robert Bales pleaded guilty in June to avoid facing the death penalty. The Army has flown in 9 villagers from Kandahar province to offer impact statements. The military court has to determine when or if Bales will be eligible for parole. Bales carried out the massacres in the middle of the night armed with his service revolver and rifle. A military judge in Maryland will begin deliberations today on the sentencing for U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning. Prosecutors want the soldier given a minimum 60-year jail term for handing over more than 700,000 military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks. They insist Manning endangered the lives of hundreds of Americans and American allies right around the world. Australian resource giant BHP Billiton has announced it's investing another $2 billion in its Jensen Potash project in Saskatchewan. This will increase the company's commitment in the Saskatchewan site to approximately $3.8 billion. The Harper government, if you remember, blocked Billiton from taking over Potash Corporation 2 years ago, but the company owns 100% of the Jensen project. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. You can hear us as well on Sirius XM Radio. We're at channel 169. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, and welcome back, everybody, the second half hour of the morning show. I think we'll start off with some T-Rex from the Electric Warrior album of 1971. This is a song called Raw Ramp, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Baby, I've got little knees, ooh, lady, I'm a-begging of you, please. Baby, you think you're a champ, the most, ooh, baby, your mouth is like a ghost. Lady, you think you're a champ, but girl, you ain't nothing but a roll rat.
and thank you for tuning in to South Kootenai Radio. And if you'll just hold your place right there, we will play some awesome tunes for you.
I'm at the summer cottage.
I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Little Link Ray bringing us up to this day in rock and roll history right here on South Kootenai Radio. But a couple of songs there. We had Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. Well, I don't even know the name of that song. It sounded pretty darn good to me, though. But it's just listed as bonus track on the CD. Anyways, what do we have here? August the 20th. We've got a couple of birthdays. We've got to... get out of the way. 1931, Paul Robey, vocalist for the Platters, and their big hit, The Great Pretender, celebrating a birthday today. Another birthday, Isaac Hayes, born on this day in 1942. Although I think Isaac Hayes passed away here in the last year or two, if I recall. Can't be sure on that. And of course, I haven't got my homework done on that. 1947, James Pankow, a trombone player for Chicago, and of course one of their big hits, Saturday in the Park. Oh yeah, for all you Zeppelin fans out there, Robert Plant is celebrating a birthday, born in 1948. Of course, everybody knows him as the vocalist for Led Zeppelin. He's also played in a few other bands there, most recently Band of Joy, and one of the big hits was Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. 1949, Phil Lynott, bass player for Thin Lizzy. Yeah, actually, the vocals too, if I recall. Their big hit, The Boys Are Back in Town. 1952, Doug Feger, guitar player for The Knack. And their big hit, My Sharona. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on August the 20th. We're going to start in 1969. And that's when Frank Zappa temporarily disbands the Mothers of Invention right after an 8-day tour of Canada. Zappa said he's tired of playing for people who clap for all the wrong reasons. Okay, Frank. Yeah. Also in 1969, August the 20th marks the last time that all four of the Beatles are together in a recording studio. They completed I Want You for the Abbey Road album at EMI's London studio. Oh, man, I didn't... never mind. Didn't add that one to the list of songs. I might have to do something about that. 1970, Creedence Clearwater Revival's album Cosmos Factory reaches number one on the Billboard Hot 200, a position it would hold for 9 weeks, and rightfully so. 1973, the Rolling Stones release Angie, a Mick Jagger composition that is rumored to be written about David Bowie's wife, Angela Barnett. Jumping ahead to 1980, John Lennon begins recording his final album, A Double Fantasy. It would be released in November, the 17th, by the way, by the newly formed Geffen Records, and would win the 1982 Grammy Award for Album of the Year. 1991, the movie Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man debuted in the U.S. theaters. The film featured a song called The Bigger They Come by Peter Frampton and Steve Marriott, which was their first work together since their days in Humble Pie 20 years earlier. 1996, Carlos Santana received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. There you go. Right, we're going to start off with a little Chicago here, celebrating James Pankow's birthday, born in 1947. And James is the trombone player with the band. So let's give it a listen. 25 or 6 to 4. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
If you're looking for some fun, South Kootenai Radio is a good place to start.
baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'm leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes around. Leave you when the summer comes along. Baby, baby, calling me the way it used to do.
and it's calling me. I said that's when it's calling me back home.
We'll be right back. You are listening to the South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of Creston Valley. And be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
All right, Santana, they're finishing off this day's segment of This Day in Rock and Roll History. Santana receiving a Walk of Fame, or Hollywood Walk of Fame star, on this day in 1996. What else did we hear there? Creedence Clearwater Revival, track number one, Ramble Tamble, off the Cosmos Factory album. Let's see, Led Zeppelin, Babe, I'm Gonna Get You, or Gonna Leave You. Robert Plant celebrating a birthday today, born in 1948. And we had some Chicago there, 25 or 6 to 4, trombone player, James Pankow, born on this day in 1947. Now, two songs I didn't get to play was the Beatles' I Want You, was recorded on this day in 1969. It's the last time all four Beatles were in the recording studio together. We're going to play that song right after the news at 9 o'clock, and we're also going to play a song from John Lennon's Double Fantasy album that he started recording on this day in 1980. So hang in after the 9 o'clock news. It's only 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll have two more great tunes for you. All right, the temperature in the Crescent Valley here is 17 degrees, and we're on our way to 29 in the sunshine today. And over in Vancouver, it is cloudy and 15 degrees. These are current temperatures, by the way. 6 degrees and sunny in Whitehorse, 14 and sunny in Calgary, Winnipeg 25 and sunny, Toronto 27 and sunny, Halifax 25 and sunny, and St. John's, Newfoundland 10 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds. All right, because rock history went on so long, and we didn't even get to play a couple of songs, we're going to move right into our artist highlight today, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And been sending a lot of our summertime guests down to the store there to have a look around. They have lots of great merchandise and a great attitude in that store. So get on over there and say hello to Kevin and Sandy for me, will you? All right, today we are going to feature the music, the solo music. Well, not really solo music. He's paired up with other bandmates and such. But we're going to be listening to Robert Plant, seeing how it's his birthday today. Born in 1948. And it was 1968 that a naive young singer from the Black Country Hills in England named Robert Plant was discovered wailing the blues by veteran session guitar player Jimmy Page and bass player keyboardist John Paul Jones. When Plant recommended his friend John Bonham as the drummer, one of the most successful bands in rock history was born as Led Zeppelin. But the group that started with such a force also ended in flames after 12 years, as Bonham's deaths from alcohol poisoning in 1980 split the band up after 9 albums. The remaining members went their separate ways, but they have gotten together as the remaining group, or a couple of them, over the years. But Robert Plant has gone on to do quite a bit of different work with other artists, and we're going to start things off with an album that he put out with Alison Krauss, Raising Sand, and we're going to listen to, I think this is track one, yes it is. It's called Rich Woman, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
She got the money and I got the
If you're a fun sucker, South Kootenai Radio is not for you.
There's Robert Plant finishing up our artist highlight. Well, actually not, because I've decided to postpone the news. We're going to play one more Robert Plant song, and then we're going to play two songs from This Day in Rock and Roll History. Just too much darn good music to cast off here today. So, but we would like to thank Bedazzled for their continued sponsorship of the album or artist highlight. So one more Robert Plant song coming up, and then Beatles, I Want You, She's So Heavy, and then John Lennon, I'm Losing You. Have a great day, everyone.
Like cold touch.
shop at the Dazzled for two reasons: great merchandise and South Kootenai Radio's playing throughout the store.
Oh, won't you?
Thank you. one who